how does this method work, turning carbon emissions, carbon gas, into coal?
So what we have developed here is a new process that can use electricity to drive a chemical reaction that can convert CO2 back into a solid product that, for all purposes, resembles essentially coal.
And this would be reusable as coal in the same sense the coal we dig out of the ground is used?
In theory, yes. Although we would probably advocate that if you go through all of the effort of taking CO2 out of the air and turning it into coal, you may potentially also want to simply just store it for the climate benefit.
The research has been described as a breakthrough. What was the most challenging part of this project?
So the most challenging project here, to really get to that, I might have to explain a little bit more how this actually works. So what we have developed here is a process that is called electrocatalysis. So that is quite similar to that old high school experiment, which most people would have done at some point in their life, where you take a beaker of water and you put two wires into it and you apply electricity and you see bubbles forming. So what we're doing here is, instead of using water, we're using a special solution that is saturated with carbon dioxide. And it's a little bit like fuzzy water. So we've got a lot of carbon dioxide gas dissolved in this solution, and we apply electricity and we produce solid carbon. So if you would do this now with a wire, like a solid sort of wire, you would actually find that this process will work really well for a few minutes. And then the wire will essentially get clogged up with a lot of carbon that is being produced. And the reason for that is that the carbon is really sticky. It's a little bit like a chewing gum that you press to a wall. It's just going to stick there forever. And what we have developed here is a new liquid metal alloy. So this is an alloy that looks for all purposes like mercury. So it's a silver liquid at room temperature, but it does not contain mercury. So it's completely non-toxic. And this alloy basically completely avoids this effect of this blocking up of the surface. It's a little bit like, again, to look at that chewing gum analogy, it's a little bit like taking that chewing gum and trying to press it onto a liquid surface of water. It just won't stick. And that was the main breakthrough that we found here.
So the current carbon capture technology, and you'll have to excuse me, I'm certainly no expert in this this field, turning gas into liquid and then storing it underground. Now, there's apparently risks involved with this method, especially leakage. What makes this a better alternative?
So with the current methods, what they're doing is they take the CO2 from the air and they pressurize it to enormously high pressures to then make it liquid. And this high pressure liquid is then pumped underground, and you basically cross your fingers and say, let's hope that it stays down there. And that obviously may or may not be the case. And what our advantage, or what the advantages of our technology is, that we actually chemically convert the CO2 back into a solid product. And this solid product can just be simply stored somewhere, the same as a lump of coal could be stored somewhere.
Do you think this method is could be conductive to actually reducing the amount of carbon gas we see released currently into the atmosphere?
So actually, we are seeing this technology in a different light. So at the moment, we are emitting enormous amounts of CO2 into the atmosphere because we are still really reliant on fossil fuels. This technology actually uses energy to convert CO2 back into a coal. So this only makes sense when you have enormous amounts of carbon-neutral energy sources available to you, to then use this energy to convert the CO2 back into coal. And this becomes quite important because with all of the climate models that are being developed nowadays, and this whole 2 degrees goal that people have set out in Paris a few years ago, these models, they all rely already on the assumption that humanity will in the next few decades begin to actively take the CO2 back out of the air and put it back into storage. So the general assumption is that we will have to do this at some point in the future, and our technology will actually be able to hopefully do this.
Absolutely fascinating. I mean, as you say before, wouldn't make a great deal of sense to make it a bit of a cycle where we're burning coal, capturing it, making more coal, and then burning the coal to make more coal. Sorry, you were saying?
Well, you could in theory think about it. So you could in theory build a big solar farm somewhere in the desert and use that energy to make coal and then ship it overseas, or use it somewhere here and then use the coal as some sort of an energy storage medium instead of a battery. But in my opinion, it would really be better to simply just store it to stabilize the climate.
Absolutely. Well, I think we can agree with that one, Torben. Thanks very much. This is fascinating research. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.